This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop today.
All right, Judge Andrew Napolitano is here. You know the story. I know nobody has seen this memo. Right. I understand that.
Well, we don't even know if the memo exists. There apparently was reference to it in Director Comey's classified, secret, non-public testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which took place immediately following the public testimony we all witnessed last Thursday. Okay. And certain senators have leaked, perhaps even to this young woman that Sean Hannity had on last night, what they learned. And some of the leaking was that there was more to the Lynch-Comey confrontation than just the issue over what to call the investigation.
Now, the president has jumped on this first thing this morning. Literally a few minutes ago, he issued this tweet, and I'm going to do it for you now. A.G. Lynch made law enforcement decisions for political purposes, gave Hillary Clinton a free pass and protection, totally illegal.
There is enough to support that tweet, in my view, to justify the commencement of a criminal investigation of former Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
That completely changes the political complexion of this day.
The crime would be misconduct in office, the use of law enforcement resources for political purposes. I don't know if she committed it, but I do know there's enough to justify the commencement of this investigation on the basis of what Director Comey told the committee publicly and what we believe he told them privately.
I suspect the Democrats will be unnerved by the turn that this is taking. They thought
so.
They could go after President Trump, Russia, Russia, Russia. Now the tables, I think, may be turning towards a look at Attorney General Loretta Lynch and what she did with Hillary Clinton's criminal investigation.
I don't think we should diminish Russia. There doesn't seem to be a connection with the Trump campaign, but there does seem to be massive efforts to invade websites of those who counted the votes. But this thing with Loretta Lynch is the biggest bombshell of the day.
Oh, okay, we'll take that, Judge. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, of course, this is from the judge saying it's the biggest bombshell. And I think, again, what we find is the Democrats have opened up a Pandora's box that could end up biting them. You know, remember that scene from Hunt for Red October where they reset the explosive device, and now it makes them vulnerable, thinking that by resetting the device, they would be able to get the enemy. But what happens if you miss the enemy and the missile comes back and goes after you? And there it is. You end up blowing yourself up. And could this be one of those scenarios with the Democrats and what they've put into motion here, especially as they continue to hang this out there? Well, you know, investigators, what they like to do is investigate. It's kind of like auditors. If you've ever had anything to do with the IRS, I mean, they're going to find something. I mean, they don't just call you in there and have a list of inquiry and think they're not going to get something more at the end of the day. You're very fortunate if you can, you know, leave and break even. Most people feel like, okay, well, I didn't pay as much as I think I was going to pay, so somehow I can breathe deep and think it's okay. But the fact is that whether it's auditors, somebody from the IRS, or investigators, they're going to check this stuff out, and we'll see if they can be fair-minded about this, especially in light of what's coming out about Mueller and what you heard James Hurston follow up on. Even last week, he had said that Mueller should not be considered part of this because he was one of the early voices to point out the prejudice and the relationship between Comey and not to mention Comey, but Clinton as well. So, you know, are we going to get, after all this money I'm thinking that we're spending for the special counsel, are we really going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but? After all, we're dealing with you know, a bunch of attorneys here, and they know how to obfuscate. They know how to take it to the edge and avoid, you know, being able to tell, you know, tell the truth. I don't know. You know, you'd think by now, whether if it was a deep throat or some smoking gun, that there would be one. Does not seem to be one at this point. just a lot of hyperbole and you know a lot of public posturing, I guess, to justify your existence as part of the ruling elite. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying another day with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. The Southwest National Parks are among the most visited national parks in the country, drawing millions of people each year with their jaw-dropping scenic wonders and recreational opportunities. But these spectacular desert parks and the bustling tourism industry they provide for local communities will be at risk if we allow oil and gas drilling right at the park's doorstep. As the Trump administration considers how to manage energy production on public lands, a new report by the National Parks Conservation Association shows just how many national parks in the West are endangered by potential energy development at their doorsteps. Out of balance national parks and the threat of oil and gas development details and extent of possible energy development next to seven national parks in the Southwest, including a Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Zion National Parks. With us right now is Nick Lund, the Senior Manager for Landscape Conservation at the NPCA. Nick, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. Tell us about the new report from the NPCA, if you would.
Sure. Well, as you said, national parks are an engine for economic development. Record visitation in 2016, 330 million people visited national parks, generating nearly $35 billion in economic activity and supporting 318,000 jobs. But like you said, if oil and gas leasing occurs right on the park's doorstep, people might not want to visit as much anymore. Oil and gas development right next door can harm viewsheds, it can harm the experience of visiting the park, it can harm wildlife, and can make people not want to visit again. And so as the new administration considers how it's going to start leasing for oil and gas, how it's going to manage public lands, they need to make sure they work with local communities to figure out where they should lease and maybe where they shouldn't lease.
Exactly. Well, are they not doing that? I mean, usually they do some sort of impact study. Is that not occurring?
Some places they do, some places they don't. Sometimes they leave it at the sort of larger BLM level. What we want them is to do is talk more closely with the Park Service at the individual parks and with the communities, with the local business owners, with the local elected officials, so because they are the ones who know better than anybody where things could work and when they can't work.
Exactly. Specifically, name some of the parks, and let's talk about those that in the West particularly that could be affected.
Sure. We're talking Carlsbad Caverns National Park down in southern New Mexico. Has a lot of oil and gas development creeping up from the Texas side and around from there. You know, there are caves underground at Carlsbad that people don't even know how big they are. They don't know the extent of it. And so as we're drilling down there, we're worried that that drilling could impact the underground cave systems. We're talking about Capitol Reef and Canyonlands in Utah, which are some of the most beautiful scenic parks in the entire country. There's leasing going on around different parts of those. Then there are sort of cultural national parks like Chaco Culture National Historic Park in New Mexico and Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado. These are places that have lots of cultural resources. They're sacred to lots of people, and we need to make sure that leasing occurs in a way that is respectful and doesn't harm those resources.
Well, Nick, your understanding specifically about the Trump administration's plans to manage energy production on public lands, do we know for sure what their strategy is going to be?
Well, we don't know for sure. All indications are that they are going gung-ho. They are trying to do more than the Obama administration did. And, you know, we don't have a problem with leasing. We just want to make sure it's done properly. We want to make sure that national parks and the strong economies they support are taken into consideration and are protected as leasing is done elsewhere.
Yeah, it would only seem reasonable to be so. How can we ensure these parks and the local economies they support are protected, like you say, Nick?
Sure. Well, there's a number of ways. The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is the agency that's responsible for this leasing generally, and all they need to do is set up some processes to make sure that leasing is done smart from the start. So you work with local communities, you work with the National Park Service, you work with local business owners, you make sure that you can lease in the right areas and you don't lease in the wrong areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, energy development on public lands does not have to come at the expense of protecting our national parks. I mean, we're a lot smarter than this, and, you know, it's good that we're having this conversation so that all sides are represented correctly, right?
That's right. You know, we are smarter than this, but sometimes we're not. It has happened before where leases have been issued right next to a national park, you know, and people are visiting and the air quality is worse and the animals are gone. And that's not what we want for our children who visited parks, and it's not what we want for the future. We want to make sure this stuff is done correctly. And so we do need to be smart, and we need to be smarter, and we need to talk with each other and make sure this is done in a thoughtful, planned out way.
Well, Nick Lunn, who is with us, is the NPCA Senior Manager for Landscape Conservation. Nick, you know, as you say, and to your point, there's enough empirical evidence and experience here that we should know better, and this is why we need your voice on this, so that we do the right thing, and as you mentioned, that we're protecting the air and water quality along with it, right?
That's absolutely right. We can work together, and we can get the result we want and keep jobs around, and everyone will work out.
Well, Nick, I appreciate you stopping by. I know you're on a tight schedule, and appreciate the moment here that you've been able to give us. Just remind our listeners where they can go for more information.
Sure. You can come to our website at npca.org.
Well, npca.org, that's where you need to go for more information. Nick Lund has been with us. Nick, I'll let you go because I know you've got another interview that you have to do right on the heels of this. So thank you again for stopping by and giving us the time and keeping us up to date on this, okay?
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
You got it. Nick Lund, NPCA Senior Manager for Landscape Conservation. His focus is on preventing harm to national parks from oil and gas development and infrastructure. He works to ensure that legislative efforts to open up national parks to fossil fuel development are defeated, and to work with federal land managers to ensure the protection of America's national park air, water, wildlife, as well as natural experiences enjoyed by millions of annual visitors. Nick has been working at the NPCA since 2011 after graduating from the University of Maine School of Law and spending a year-long fellowship at the Sea Grant Ocean and Coastal Law Center in Oxford, Mississippi. Nick Lund on Bill Martinez Live. Well, a plane carrying Otto Warmbier, the U.S. college student arrested, tried, and imprisoned in North Korea for more than a year, and who is now in a coma, landed in his hometown of Cincinnati last night, rushed to a hospital for urgent medical care. This is just a heartbreaking situation. A young man that has been touted to be an outstanding student and citizen makes a mistake while he was there in North Korea. He took down a political poster. And of course, North Korea saw that as a heinous crime, sentenced him to 15 years of hard labor. And along the way, it's presented that, you know, he was, you know, possibly beat up and abused. Fortunately, we were able to get him out of there. This is something that Secretary of State Tillerson, even President Donald Trump, were involved in. I mean, you see some of this footage and how he was being treated, and you know, the sense of the fear that was running into him as he realized that this is not America, that he is in a different country where freedom is not respected. you know, to the level that it would be here, and or that there would be any kind of measure given and considered for making a human mistake. But the good news is he is back home. Doctors are attending to him, and hopefully there is Godspeed for a healthy and full recovery for this young U.S. college student, Otto Warmbier. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. The conversation continues.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We have John Legato, former FBI and former Marine, Semper Fi. John, good to have you with us. We want to talk about Mueller and everything that's the FBI, but also wanted to get your response to this morning's shooting at a practice field in Virginia where the GOP softball team was practicing. And suddenly a gunshot broke out.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the Capitol Police did a fantastic job. I was telling you off here, mm-hmm. I've been in 50-plus firefights as a Marine in Way City and Compton, and things either slow up or they get fast. And sometimes it's hard to process.
Mm-hmm.
These cops, you know, from what I understand, they were giving him commands to drop the gun. And I think one person eventually said, just shoot him,
yeah.
Which was great advice. So they really had a presence, and I was so impressed. But and most firefights last less than a minute in this type of situation. So
exactly. Well, and thank God they were there, as you say. Even Rand Paul had made the statement, had it not been for the Capitol Police, this could have been an all-out massacre. I mean, you're talking, supposedly, it's reported that 100 rounds were fired. That is a lot of ammo going downrange.
Well, and this is the whole argument of gun control. I mean, if they weren't there, you know, if the Capitol Police weren't there, it's like these gun-free zones.
Mm-hmm.
My God, you know, the only person that brings a gun into a gun-free zone is the shooter, you know.
Right.
I think teachers should be armed. I think that studies show that when people are armed, this is a perfect example of the study I'm talking about, that
mm-hmm.
when people are armed at the scene, there's less casualties. So if you take that at malls, at schools, at, you know, ballparks, I think that's going to happen.
Well, John Legato, I want to get your read on Special Counsel Mueller. Much has been said. The reason he was brought in was to address collusion. But what keeps coming out after one hearing after another is that they cannot seem to pin the tail on the donkey. There just does not seem to be collusion here. And, of course, over the weekend, everybody was going crazy because there was this rumor that Donald Trump might fire Robert Mueller. And, of course, the kickback was understandable and it was quick. But meanwhile, as we look at this whole situation and as you report, the relationship between Mueller and James Comey is rather suspicious. I mean, you've got the mentor looking into the mentee's situation. He's built, also it's being reported that he's got a staff of attorneys that he's set himself up with and his legal dream team, so to speak. And many of them come from, you know, the Democratic side. They're not apolitical by no means. And also affiliation with the DNC and Hillary Clinton.
Well, one, I think, even worked for the Clinton Foundation. See, the special counsel statute, the whole appointment is illegitimate because it can only be triggered if there's an underlying criminal probe.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no underlying crime. So the whole thing stinks. The other thing that that you need to look at is Mueller and Comey are best buds. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Comey may have leaked information and may have violated the Public Records Act. So now what you're doing is you're asking Mueller, should we expect him to then investigate his best friend? That puts himself, first of all, it can't be impartial. He can't mm-hmm. be impartial in that. I mean, your emotions will override your logic and your fairness, and I don't think we should ask him to do that. And then there's also language in the Special Counsel Act that really precludes him. I mean, it says that in the act that there's a conflict of interest,
mm-hmm.
and if there's competing interest or loyalties. I mean, this language seems to be written for this exact situation. and even the appearance of a conflict is sufficient for disqualification. So I don't see how anybody can let Mueller continue without having a conflict of interest and asking to put your own friend in jail. I mean, you can't ask a person to do that. That's wrong.
Well, and to your point, right out the gate, John, there's no suspicion that James Comey released information and violated, and violated the law here. He admitted it in testimony before Congress, saying that he leaked a memo to a liberal professor who in turn went to a liberal publication to make sure it would go out. And he did this to manipulate the events and, in fact, trigger a special counsel. So it's like, OK, I mean, this thing is just the way it unfolds here. I mean, this is incredible. And unfortunately, because right now the Democrats who hated him before they loved him, who may end up hating him again, you know, they're just milking this. And even with the testimony yesterday of Jeff Sessions, I kept thinking, Sessions, you know, I was waiting for his response to say, wait a minute, it wasn't that long ago you wanted the guy fired. He's fired. Now you're kind of looking a gift horse in the mouth. And for political purposes, you're getting all revved up here, and you're doing anything but be about the people's business.
You know, I was watching that yesterday. Two thoughts came to mind. One is the Salem witchcraft trial.
Yes.
Where you can just say,
funny you should
say
that.
He's a witch.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the McCarthy hearing. Yeah. Where you can just say, he looks like a communist.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, an investigator, to work a case, there has to be facts and circumstances to take it further. So in this alleged obstruction of justice by the president, there is no facts or circumstances. So all you have now is innuendos, rumors, and accusations based on what? On partisanship.
Exactly.
So you can't take this case any further. So what you'll have with Mueller, I mean, you're going to have a bunch of probably perjury witch hunts on Trump's aides.
Mm.
And the other problem is that obstruction of justice can be interpreted by two different attorneys different ways. So I understand that you're right. Mueller has assembled a team that are not favorable for conservative views.
Mm.
They can actually look at this and say, well, we believe Comey. And once you believe Comey, then you can make a case for obstruction of justice.
Right. Yeah, and you're assuming, a lot. I mean, even like what some of these senators tried to suggest yesterday, that they were trying to get out of Sessions what Donald Trump was thinking. I mean, to me, I think that's one of the stupidest questions you can ask. I mean, you ask somebody else what they're thinking. I have no idea what they're thinking. Why are you asking me, get President Trump here if you can, to answer that question? It's irrelevant what he's thinking. I mean, what has been presented is that, and presented even by the Democrats prior to all this, was that what Comey had done was, was out of step, was beyond his reach of office, as you and I discussed the last time. And this was further reported and authenticated, certified by Rod Rosenstein, and agreed on, as we know now, by Jeff Sessions, and the president fired him. Now, I understand, timing seems to be the big deal here, but knowing what we know about James Comey, I think most people would have, are appreciative that James Comey is no longer the FBI director.
Yeah, absolutely. The questions yesterday had nothing to do with getting the facts. It was like television.
Yes.
And the other thing is that these congressional committees have no teeth. If they had teeth to indict somebody, Eric Holder would be in jail.
Yeah.
Lois Lerner would be. I can go down a list of people. So this is just entertainment, television. I mean, it's good to watch. We all watch it. But there's nothing they can do. They held Holder in
jail. Exactly. Well, John, we got to leave it there. John Legato, former Deep Cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Fussell is back with us, author of One Mission. It was back in 2015 that General Stanley McChrystal and former Navy SEAL Chris Fussell wrote about their experiences on the battlefield in their New York Times bestseller, Team of Teams. It has since been widely embraced in the business world as a roadmap for combining the agility, adaptability, and cohesion of a small team with the power and resources of a giant organization. Chris Fussell, good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live to talk about One Mission. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, it has been rather impressive, and I knew this, a year ago after reading the book, that this was going to gain a lot of traction. What, you learned in the field of battle and how you've been able to take it into the boardroom, no doubt that many were hungry for the philosophy of what was employed, and, General McChrystal and yourself and others put to practice on the battlefield and how you're bringing it, to everyday life.
Well, thanks, Bill. Yeah, and like with any idea, you're lucky if your idea matches up with what's really going on in the world. And so that's been, a huge contributor to, people talking a lot about Team of Teams, and hopefully as people pick up One Mission, it also resonates, is simply the fact that we in the special operations community entered an environment in the post-9/11 world that was radically different than what we'd expected. It was moving faster. It was more interconnected and complex than what we were prepared to handle. McChrystal, under his guidance and his leadership team, we changed our approach, which is what we try to capture in both of these books. But it more and more every day, that problem resonates across industry. Everybody now is wrestling with this fact that, wow, things are just moving so much faster than traditional systems are capable of handling. We see it in politics. We see it in healthcare. We see it in education. Big industry, obviously, is wrestling with this. So the military only got sort of the first move advantage because of 9/11. We were thrust into this environment and had to adapt to it. But now we're seeing it as this ubiquitous change that everybody is wrestling with.
Exactly. Chris, doesn't this go a long way in supporting why businesses should employ vets? Because, you know, a lot that you're talking about are what our veterans have learned out in the battlefield or in military service. And now, I mean, to me, this should be a reinforcement of the added benefit and the asset that they could be to everyday businesses.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more strongly on that point. For those that haven't served, I can understand sort of the bias about, you know, military soldiers, leaders, et cetera, at all levels, sort of living in this linear space where you get orders from the top and you go from point A to point B and you try to win the war. That wasn't true in more conventional times, but it couldn't be further from the truth in today's environment. Leaders at every level, our youngest Marines on the ground in threat environments around the world, they are playing a multidimensional game dealing with civilian leaders, dealing with host nation partners, dealing with civilian populations who have a very strong and valid vote in the actions we're taking. And you have 18, 19, 20-year-old soldiers dealing with this very, very complex environments and trying to also implement a strategy in a very dangerous environment. That's the exact type of, you know, think on your feet person that you want inside your organization that can connect your strategic vision down to the realities that they see on the ground in front of them.
Exactly. And speaking of strategic vision, in one mission, you address building a single aligning narrative. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you walk in any corporate environment and you're going to see the sort of bumper sticker vision on the wall, be the best, you know, win the market, whatever the case may be, we've all seen that. And those they're nice to have, but they're dated. They don't really accomplish what people hope they would accomplish. And we had our versions of those in the service as well. Mm-hmm. What McChrystal and our senior leaders started to do when they realized we are really facing a fast-moving, interconnected problem, but we're operating as a team of individuals or individual elements, that's not going to work. And so our story is going to become one of culture change. And so they started telling us on a very aggressive cycle. I mean, we communicated with thousands of people every single day. And every day our senior leaders would remind us that we had to change as a culture if we were going to overcome this. So our aligning narrative became one based on trust and relationships and sharing information and becoming the type of interconnected trust-based teams that would allow us to truly function as one organization. And if we could get there, we would win unquestionably. We would combine the strength of all of our individual components, the strength of the traditional bureaucracy that had been built for many years, with the trust foundation that allows networks to move so quickly. And when we saw it come into effect, we started to move as this global enterprise with the speed of a small team, which no one could keep up with. And you can see the same thing taking hold in industry now.
Exactly. Well, this interconnection that you refer to, it's interdependent and interconnected to where one is supporting the other, right, so that you can move quickly and knowing that your back is covered and you're supported.
That's exactly right. And you start to see the problem from others' perspectives. I think one of the hurdles here that people need to accept in today's environment is you and I can be on two different teams in the same organization. You're sales, I'm marketing, you know, fill in the blank. We have to accept the fact that the environment moves so quickly that when you and I connect, we could have conflicting views and conflicting opinions about what we should do next. And both of those could be right because we're both seeing different sides of a very fast moving problem.
Right.
And we don't have time to reverse engineer and solve and come up with one single picture of what the problem looks like. By the time we do that, it will have changed again. So I need to trust you. I need to trust that, okay, in this environment, you as marketing, you have lead. And I don't see it from your perspective, but I have a relationship with you. So we're going to follow your lead until it doesn't make sense for you to be in lead anymore. And then I'm going to come in as a sales team and pick it up. And then you're going to trust me to take the next steps.
Exactly.
That's where we eventually got to. And it's a really powerful model.
Now, you also address liaison networks. Break that down, if you would.
Sure, yeah. I mean, liaisons in the military isn't new. I mean, you exchange throughout history in the military, you exchange personnel between different units. But their basic job was deconfliction, make sure that forces don't bump into each other. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't have to send really high performers to do these sorts of jobs. What McChrystal and others did in our environment was acknowledge the complexity of the fight, acknowledge the importance of other components, be those internal or external actors, to say, okay, I need to take some of my best personnel, put them with you, and they will become your resource. They will pull all of our information, all of our strength in to help solve your problem. And over time, you'll come to trust that person as part of your own system. And so when they share information or when they ask you to share information with us, you don't see them as an outsider or as a spy or it's just a simple deconfliction mechanism. Mm-hmm. You see them as part of your team. And that's what really allowed the organization to scale globally and develop relationships with key partners around the world. And we've implemented models like that in industry to great effect, whether it's exchanging personnel between different verticals or sending someone from the North America office overseas to spend some time with that team and acting as a connection between these two critical components. It's all about developing relationships between competent people that can trust one another.
Well, Chris, that requires incredible leadership to be able to see that and to have a good handle on the personnel assets that are available to them in order to shift them around appropriately, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and I would say a lot about today's environment requires a very disciplined and thoughtful approach to leadership. There were real strengths to how organizations could be led in the 20th century. We are learning what it means to lead in the 21st century. Some of the lessons come across, some do not. There are new skills that leaders need to pull into their toolkit if they want to be able to lead in today's environment. That's one example. Seeing the scope of the networked, interconnected problems that we face, being able to communicate that down into the enterprise, the willingness to get in the middle of your organization and accept raw information and make decisions or think out loud with your group about how you're seeing things. This is a high humility, low ego sort of leadership model that I think is critical in today's world.
Well, without a doubt, and one that accommodates agility and resiliency and also, as you say, a sense of urgency because it has to move much more rapidly than previously. One Mission, the book from Chris Fussell on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has announced that customers participating in select government assistance programs can now get the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 50 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more for $5.99 per month, with the ability to cancel any time. Julie Law with Amazon Prime.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid electronic benefits transfer card, or EBT, and we'll have more ways to qualify in the future. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 Pacific, 9 to noon Eastern Time. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's time for Cooler Talk Time. Yes, Andrea Kay is with us. The one, the only radio and TV hostess with the mostest. Always good to be talking to her. AK, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm happy that you're fresh today because I don't like a stale Bill Martinez.
No, that doesn't happen. Let me tell you, that doesn't happen. You know, that's the one thing. Because salsa will keep you fresh, I'm telling you. In case you wondered, that's the whole secret. A lot going on in our world right now. You know, we've got the shooting happening in Virginia. According to Ron DeSantis, a guy had come up to him prior to the outbreak of shooting. He was leaving the ball field, the practice field where the GOP was having a softball practice earlier this morning. He said a guy came up to him, asked him, "Hey, are they Republicans or Democrats?" And then he says a moment later, he starts hearing a gunshot. He's probably lucky if in fact, that happened to be the shooter, that shooter didn't take him down, you know, face to face like that. So he's probably thankful that that didn't occur, if, in fact, that might have been the shooter. But meanwhile, we do know that the majority whip, Steve Scalise, was shot. There was earlier reports that another congressman, was his aide, and so this is still an active shooting. I mean, well, I see an active investigation at this point because the shooter was taken down by Capitol Police.
Yeah, you know, it's really difficult in these times when you hear a horrifying story of people being gunned down to not, you know, the knee-jerk reaction is to not, you know, go political. But it's hard to take the politics out of a political, you know, what appears to be at least a politically targeted attack.
Exactly.
And, you know, yes, we don't know all the details at this point, but hat tip to a congressman, Rodney Davis, I believe he is, who was actually at bat when this went down. He was one of the first ones, I've only heard two congressmen come out and say today with the courage to say, this is about the rhetoric that is going on in our country today.
Right.
He says, I think he used the term of a political rhetorical terrorism. He says, when you have media all day, every day, accusing the Republican Party of killing people with their legislation, or their legislation will kill people. You know, when you've got this hyped up, you know, he didn't, that's where he left it. But then I'm thinking, yeah, he's right. I mean, we had a standing ovation this weekend when people watched an acted out assassination of President Trump. Standing ovation. And I believe Alec Baldwin was in the crowd. We have Antifa going on. We've got conservatives that are being attacked if they try to speak at a college. You know, we had a Baltimore mayor say that we needed to allow the violent protesters a space to be violent. So, you know, I think we all need to come together and say enough is enough with this divisiveness in our country.
Well, it hasn't been since Gabby Gabbert was shot, as you'll recall. And leading up to that, remember, even Sarah Palin was accused because of an ad that she had put out there utilizing the crosshairs, you know, of a gun, of a scope. This is what free speech gives you. And we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin earlier. With free speech, like anything, you know, that is associated with any freedom, it is important, if not absolutely it's, you know, critical, that with every freedom that we enjoy comes responsibility. I mean, you can't have one with the other. I mean, they're hand in glove. And this is what's happened in the mainstream media. The rhetoric out there, to your point, I agree, 100%, has been so abrasive and so anti-American. And is it any wonder, you know, are we wondering why this kind of act of violence and I just am concerned, Andrea, that, you know, is this opening up the door to more to come? And maybe it has to get this bad before America finally says enough of this stuff, and we're not going to have this anymore. And they're going to, let whether it's the mainstream media or others who speak irresponsibly, you know, these things that, you know, like Kathy Griffin, you know, showing a severed head, you know, a depiction of Donald Trump, you know, and people want to still find some justification for that. I mean, yeah, you have the freedom to do it, but, it is stupid. It's irresponsible. And you're paying the price. And then you come back and go, well, you know, Trump did me in. I mean, they went after me. He hurt me. You hurt yourself, you knucklehead. So just go away and, go find another career or figure out. I mean, last time I checked, weren't we talking that maybe North Korea is going to drop a ball and they're going to look for, you know, a new spokesperson. Maybe that she can find a gig there. And, because last time I checked, outside of Dennis Rodman, they are. Maybe that's it. That's her partner. Forget about Anderson Cooper. Her and Dennis Rodman. What do you think? I'm onto something.
Well, you know what? That Rodman has a history of going after crazy women. Wasn't he married to Madonna for like 5 seconds? I don't know if they married or whatever. But
it was a hot tub thing. I don't know. You know, because he was, according to Madonna, he was the perfect specimen, whatever that means.
I don't know. But see, I don't know much about North Korea either because they're kind of a closed society. But from what I hear, even they have a better sense of humor than Kathy Griffin. So I'm not sure she can even get a gig over there. But right now, if you're Kathy Griffin, you're kind of mad that you did lose out on the gig when the people who are doing as bad, if not worse, at a play are getting like a standing ovation for it. She might be trying to audition for that theater group at this point because I'm not sure where else she's going to get a gig. But she was one of the people that blamed Sarah Palin back when Giffords was shot. And
exactly.
At that point, the Republican Party was blamed for, and I don't even know what, other than a district map with some bullseyes, what rhetoric has the conservatives been putting out there inciting violence against anybody? There has been zero. Meanwhile, we had President Obama bring the BLM crowd, a violent protest group that was calling for violence against white people. They were invited to the White House. We have had 8 years of divisiveness from President Obama, 8 years of rhetoric blaming the Republicans for trying to kill people with legislation. I already talked about Baltimore. We look at what happened with Ferguson. It's time for the left to start owning their own behavior. Yes, we do have free speech, but if you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, you shouldn't be able to act out an assassination of a president on stage or have a Baltimore mayor call for violence in the street.
Well, and you had, you know, and you got Madonna, you know, saying, I'm really thinking a lot of blowing up the White House. So all this rhetoric, I mean, it just keeps going along. And now you've got a gunman yelling, I'm going to kill as many Republicans as possible. I mean, really? This is what this comes down to. So, you know, with the situation here in Virginia. So where does it go from here, Andrea? And then, oh, yeah, by the way, the National Endowment of the Arts, which is responsible for funding that travesty, Shakespeare in the Park, and, you know, and this is what bothers fair-minded Americans when they realize that their tax dollars are going to support this, all in the name of art and, you know, freedom of speech and that sort of thing. You know, there's no qualifiers on this, and so they get to, you know, put out this kind of garbage, and we get to pay for it, whether you like it
or not. Well, yeah, exactly. You know, if I'm going to have my taxpayer dollars used for art, you know, I think I should have some say so. And I would quite frankly rather fund kindergarten art that some of my friends' kids are doing than this crap going on with the Shakespeare group. You know, but I also had another thought in regards to the shooting today that the FBI is investigating. And I'm thinking, oh, do we have any FBI available left to investigate this? Because so far it sure seems to me like they've all been put on this stupid Russian phony Russian collusion investigation.
Yeah, there's no collusion. I mean, the thing is, the special investigation is supposed to be triggered, at least when I read, you know, the law, that it was supposed to be triggered based on a crime. There's no, the only crime, they're ignoring the only crime that has occurred, which was the unmasking of Mike Flynn, General Flynn. But, you know, let's go and chase this, you know, this rainbow and you know, and this windmill here, like Don Quixote, trying to see what they can find. And there's no clue. I mean, clearly that's what keeps coming out, whether it's, you know, it's Comey and, you know, the open hearing and even the closed door hearing, which I don't even know why they bother to close the doors, because these doggone congressmen and senators, they go ahead and, you know, leak the information anyway. So it's like, you know, what honor is there to protect anything top secret or anything behind closed doors? Because you guys aren't respecting this anyway, right?
Well, yeah, not only that, I'm glad you brought up the Congress people, because didn't the Republican Party, weren't they given the majority in both houses as well as the White House?
Last time I checked.
Right. So tell me why Comey, in the course of trying to leak that Trump was somehow trying to, in an untoward fashion, affect an investigation, he decides to leak in order to affect the investigation and push for a special counsel for an investigation that never had any probable cause to begin with in the first place, still hasn't revealed any crimes that have occurred, at least by Trump or anybody on his team. And the Republican Party, not only did they give him a special counsel, they appointed Comey's bestie. And
exactly.
What has Comey's bestie done? He's gone and hired Clinton crony bestie.
More besties.
Yeah.
It's one big bestie love fest. Yeah, everything. I mean, talk about the tables being tilted here, big time. So, you know, and again, a ton of money at our expense that we're paying for a non-criminal investigation. And you hear Miss Claire in the background go, "Where the beef? Where the beef? There's no beef." Telling you.
Yeah, well, I don't know where there ain't any beef right now with the Republican Party. They seem like they're pulling nothing but chicken. They're acting all scaredy cat, except Jeff Sessions. Yesterday,
did he push back? Did he push back? I mean, you know, the Democrats were really wiggling in their seats. I mean, from Dianne Feinstein to Kamala Harris, one of your favorites. Oh my goodness! I mean, it was.
Oh my God! He had such a look on his face, like, oh, I've got to humor the 5-year-old who's trying to act smart. It was brilliant.
Without a doubt, Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.